This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just about 6:07, and we're now following up on today's much-awaited budget vote, which you might have heard earlier, passed with 111 MPs in favour and 108 against. That is a very, very slim margin. And as we know, this year's budget received much more attention than previous years for various reasons. Political reasons, but also it was meant and it was hoped that it would address the large economic impact of COVID-19 and help businesses and people get back on their feet. It's also been viewed as a test of support for Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, given his government's narrow majority in Parliament. In the lead-up to all of this, we've heard reports and statements from opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim that he would vote against the budget and in so doing prove that he has the numbers to form a new government. And then on top of that, just to add to all of this, yesterday, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and Tengku Razali Hamzah came together to urge MPs to vote based on their conscience. They also said that if today's budget falls through, then MPs would need to come together to form a better government to replace Perikatan Nasional. And that brings us to today, where the budget passed. I mean, it's not so much a surprise in that we have been seeing at the committee stage, it passed at the policy level with that voice vote. At the committee stage, through Parliament, we've been seeing the votes go in favour of the budget daily, literally every time. And I think there is this growing narrative, it's something that we've heard from the experts we speak to, that what was originally seen as a potential test of support for Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin is now being seen as instead, a question directed back towards opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. So with the budget passing, we want to look at the political ramifications. If you have any questions, comments, send them our way. That number is 7733 2900 to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Dr. Oi Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
It is coming along to 6:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking today about Budget 2021 passing in today's in Dewan Rakyat and what this means politically, because it was a very, very slim margin of success. It was 111 MPs in favour while 108 voted against. So if you have any thoughts or questions, send them our way. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we are joined on the line now by Dr. Oi Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Oi Sun, pleasure to have you with us.
Well, nice talking to all of you.
So what are your initial impressions then on today's budget vote? Did you anticipate the results would turn out the way they did?
Well, it's always very dicey, right? I mean, they have essentially a margin of 3 votes, and those 3 votes could have gone any other direction. So I think everybody was holding their breath before the vote, and as it comes out, well, the government prevails for another day, yeah.
Now, it was a very slim margin. It's only 3. There were 111 MPs in favour, 108 against. How are you interpreting those results and I guess the way the chips fell?
Well, number one, I think Anwar's claim of once again commanding the majority, it's, well, once again, unfortunately disproved, perhaps to his dismay. On the other hand, you saw yesterday Dr. Mahathir and Cooley coming out to, in a sense, sort of offer themselves to once again be the PM and, you know, the future DPM and so on. That shows that, indeed, in their mind at least, perhaps it was really close, and that's why they would like to make sure that if the government did fall, then it would not be Anwar, but Dr. Mahathir will be the next Prime Minister. Yeah.
So, okay, since even the first time that the budget passed at the policy level, this has flipped, right? And it's now being seen mm-hmm. as a, like you rightly point out, a question hanging over mm-hmm. Anwar's head. So what happens now with the budget officially passed?
Well, we will have, the government would have money to spend for the coming year. For the government, essentially, they survive, in a sense, a motion of confidence until such time as the opposition could, in a personal, let's say, Anwar, could once again really conclusively prove that he does have the support of the majority, then I think they are well set for, shall we say, the next few weeks, the government of the day.
Mm.
So because they could use procedures, parliamentary procedures, to block the real motions of confidence, whereas the budget was something which they could not avoid.
We also have, in relation to that, what potential moves would there be still for the opposition to make?
I think the motion of confidence or non-confidence, it's really out of the question as the government will continue to use parliamentary procedure to block these motions. So Anwar would need to come up with something stronger than just some letters or some list. I think he will at least need some sort of statutory decorations from the individual MPs to demonstrate to His Majesty the King that indeed he does command the majority. But frankly speaking, I think that is difficult because the mainstream faction of UMNO, which has hitherto been toying with the idea of working with Anwar, it turns out that they are still solidly behind the government of the day.
And considering yesterday's press conference from Tengku Razali and Tun Mahathir, who called for MPs not to vote for the budget or to vote with their conscience, do you think that ultimately had any impact?
Not really. I think the MPs from both sides of the political divide still very much voted along the party lines, namely, those who are opposition voting against the budget and those who are within the government voting for the budget. Yeah.
And I'm also curious whether we can expect to hear more from this particular pairing of people.
I would guess that at least on the Dr. Mahathir's side, you will still incessantly hear from him from time to time. Guli, on the other hand, typically emerge every few years or so. So don't write the last chapter on Dr. Mahathir yet. I think he will still have something up his sleeves.
We also have this WhatsApp from MZ who says that the lack of political talent in our country is telling. It's 2020 and we're still talking about Anwar, Dr. M and Guli. How would you respond to that? Do you think that this is an issue and, are we doing enough to address it?
Well, it is not an issue which I think there is a willingness to address. For example, I think for the majority of voters in this country, they still have very feudalistic mindset of, kissing up to their leaders, especially senior leaders with name recognition. So until such attitude is changed, I think it's very difficult for new leaders, young leaders, to really make their mark. Yeah.
So it's long been thought throughout this year that GE15 would be happening soon. Does this change now with the budget being voted in?
I think GE15 would come perhaps as soon as the pandemic really subsides in the coming months. But then there are projections that the pandemic will actually peak in the coming months, namely, for example, towards the middle of the year. So it is anybody's guess as to when the GE could be realistically held. I think Muhyiddin is not particularly eager to hold a general election because his party is not projected to perform better than it does now. In fact, might even be worse, whereas its partner UMNO would strengthen significantly, and that would not work to the advantage of Muhyiddin and his party.
In closing, what do you think is likely to happen next for the various political alliances? Because as we've seen this year, lots of conversations, lots of fluidity.
Well, it's holiday season, and hopefully, you know, the politicians would also have a break towards the end of the year. But I think, you know, like starting the beginning of next year, you will still see all these political struggles, both across the political divide, as well as within either the ruling or the opposition coalitions, once again manifesting themselves magnificently. Yeah.
I see. So business as usual is the expectation.
Indeed, business as usual means, you know, unstable politics in this country, I think, for the months to come. Yeah.
Ihsan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Oh Ihsan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, talking about the political ramifications of Budget 2021 passing. As we've been talking about endlessly, honestly, on our show, this budget has garnered more attention than years past, and it's also been seen through a much more political lens than usual. So if you have any thoughts on the fact that we now know officially it's passed and what this might mean for the Prime Minister and the ruling coalition, as well as the opposition and its leader, you can call us 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.